After they had left the supper, which we call the Last Supper, Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn and then left the upper room of the home where they were meeting, and they walked on out to where they were camped out during Passover week, out to a garden called Gethsemane. And then something very amazing began to happen to Jesus. When they arrived at the garden, Jesus began to be very distressed. And he told the disciples, he said, "Will you stay here for a while?" And he went off about a stone's throw away and threw himself on the ground and began praying in agony. I've often wondered, since they were that far away, how the apostles knew when they wrote, how they knew what Jesus prayed at that time. I think it was because they could hear him. In the letter to the Hebrews, it says that Jesus offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears. That was like shouts and crying. And I think they heard him. And I think they said one to another, "What's up with the Lord? What's going on with this?" I don't know. But they were sleepy and they fell asleep while Jesus was praying. Let's read about it in Mark, the 14th chapter and the 32nd verse. "And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, 'You sit here while I pray.' And he takes with him Peter and James and John, and became very distressed in his mind, and to be very heavy-hearted. And he said unto them, 'My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Wait you here and watch.' And he went forward a little and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, 'Abba, Daddy, Father, all things are possible with you. Take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.' And he came and found them sleeping, and said unto Peter, 'Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak.' And he went away and prayed and said the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. Neither knew they what to answer him. And he comes the third time and said unto them, 'Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrays me is at hand.'" Jesus suffered great agony of soul for us. Not only the agony on the cross, which was horrible, but he suffered that mental and soulful agony of a man who's taking on the sins of the whole world. How can we not love him? How can we not receive the grace that is offered through the cross of Jesus Christ, the propitiation for our sins, the source of forgiveness for the evil things that we have done? The one that through his suffering brings us near to God and then sends the Holy Spirit to comfort us. Oh, let us love him even more. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I can only imagine what Jesus went through, how he suffered, how he went through such agony of mind and spirit and pain in his body for me. Thank you, Jesus. I will always serve you. I will receive your grace into my life. I will receive forgiveness of my sins. I will change the way I am walking. I will be yours. In Jesus' name, amen.